Next, David expands on the idea that a higher calibration level does not mean that it's better than, and gives some further thoughts on truth versus falsehood.
It would be as you swim through the sea, the saline level of the ocean water changes as you go through various currents. This current has high saline, this is more fresh water with it, has lower saline. So you're not in a higher state or a lower state. Lesser or more saline in the water is neither better. More saline favors this kind of flora and less that. But it's not better than, it's different than. Each one, you see, is, you might say, the highest expression of that which was below it. So you can say, well, pride will kill you, and certainly pride does kill any kind of spiritual serious advancement. However, pride is certainly a lot higher than guilt, a lot higher than victimhood. Pride at 190 calibrates a lot higher than shame. So each thing is either higher or lower compared to what? To that which is above it or below it, that which is behind it or beyond it, see? And nothing in and of itself is necessarily good or bad. It's just that it won't get you there, and it serves its purpose. So the Marines are happy to have you in pride. However, the downside of pride is a chip on the shoulder, arrogance. So the Marines really want to move you from pride at 190 to courage. Courage is different than pride. Courage is standing for what you believe in. People say, should you be passive in this world? I think spirituality means the willingness and the capacity to stand for the truth. It doesn't mean passivity, it means strength. It means the strength of the truth. I will stand in front, and if the bullets go through me, they go through me, and if they don't, they don't. But I'm not going to back down, because this lifetime I'm committed to standing for truth, to courage. So you transcend fear when you're willing to stand for truth. Doesn't mean you have to kill her for truth. Neither does it mean you have to passively let the enemy walk over your dead corpse and disgrace yourself, your country, your family, and your good name. You stand and do what you're obligated to do out of integrity.
Common belief systems. Common belief systems. A meme is a slogan that's repeated so often that it becomes uncritically accepted as truth and realigns your orientation towards reality, so it's not exactly innocent or benign. Conscious people should be aware of what they're being programmed with, and if in doubt, you calibrate it, or if you can't calibrate it, find somebody who can, or you email us, we'll calibrate it, I'll tell you. Because the way to God through devotion to truth is sort of a unique way of expressing it. It sands a lot of the traditional ecclesiastic trappings and belief systems and various things that go with it. So it's really, you might say, a way to God for the modern mind. It's designed for the modern mind, which is also scientific and reasonable, and feels better if things could also be explained in a logical form. And by seeing that spiritual reality is just a different paradigm, but it's along the same scale of truth, is really quite a big help to that intellectual block. We're all evolving together. We're all in the same boat. We're like a bunch of birds that tend to swoop onto this planet together, and we're all going to be swooping off together, you know? And in that time scale, 50 years one way or the other doesn't count, you know what I mean? A few birds get to the island first, and some get there belatedly, but generally, you can see, because we're all here right now, obviously we belong to some kind of a large overall grouping, you know? All of us here present belong to a karmically comparable to the migration of birds. Yeah, we're all a grouping, huh? We come on the planet together, we evolve for a while, share a lot of stuff, and then we go back on the other side, and then we come back on again. So we've all been together before. Isn't that nice to know? Yeah. I thought I remember that one guy from 1492, I think it was. Yeah. I've always had that intuitive knowingness that we come on, we somehow swoop. Like tends to go to like, you see. So we're all alike in our essence. And of course, some are bigger birds than other birds. Some have better feathers and all. Which of course is not fair, but somebody's got to be called Shorty, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I volunteered. They said, we need a few more Shorties before we go back to the planet. I said, okay, I'll be a Shorty. Okay, we're all here of our own free will, having chosen to incarnate, having had an option, and having chosen what we thought was of the greatest spiritual merit or benefit, and therefore we're a pretty committed group, even on the other side. We're a pretty committed group, even on the other side. As we said, there's a lot of areas of heaven, and we don't hang out in lazy heaven. That's all them lazy ones, just hang out there listening to the angels sing and all having a good time. And then there's us worker bees, you know. Then we have lack of intellectual integrity. That's different. That's not perception, that's belief system. What's undermining academia is not perception, but philosophic theories. Well, to reach a more advanced level of consciousness, you have to be aware of what the traps are. And this is one of the current traps. The reason it's a trap is because it's not just devoted to somebody sitting in the back of the library looking up some French relativistic philosopher to report on in class. This is part of the media barrage. It is the media barrage that hits you thousands of times a day, unknowingly. So, in other words, the idea of being brainwashed without your permission, without your permission. If you said to me, would you like to be brainwashed with something that calibrates less than the truth? Most people would say no, but they eagerly flip the switch on the TV from one brainwash to another. Because it's hard to be aware that you're being programmed when you're being programmed. So the purpose is merely to be aware that this is a phenomena that other generations didn't have to grow up in. You see, the Ku Klux Klan was pretty overt. You weren't being subtly reprogrammed. It was very out there, very, very blatant. And Nazism, all the things that were fallacious in that generation. So to become aware when you're being programmed, when you hear some kind of a theme repeated over and over again, and you hear some of these things repeated so often, just be aware. So as you get more advanced in consciousness and get the essence rather than the perception, you begin to intuit when you're getting brainwashed. You don't know what's wrong with it, but there's something wrong with it. It sounds good, but there's something wrong with the way it's presented or the way it's being utilized. So sometimes you can utilize what is taken out of context as truth, but placed in the context in which it's presented, it no longer is truth. They're using truth to support fallacy. This is the subtlety of how to use truth to support fallacy. You could say, yes, that's true. This all depends on the point of view, but that's only part of the story. By leaving out the other part of the story, you end up just being reprogrammed. One thing I like about consciousness calibration is everybody can understand the number.